Good morning. Welcome to Grendene's conference call to release and analyze the results of the third quarter and the first nine months of 2009. We would like to inform you that this conference call is going to be performed in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English. Now, all participants are in listen-only mode, and later on, we are going to start our Q&A session when further instructions for you to participate will be provided. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please ask for the help of an operator by pressing star zero. Remember that this conference call is being recorded and will be made available on the site http://ri.grendene.com.br. Here with us are Grendene's main executives that will also be available to answer your questions: Rudimar Dall'Onder, Industrial and Commercial Director; Gelson Luis Rocheleua, Financial and Controller Director; Francisco Schmidt, Investor Relations Director; Luis Antonio Moroni, Sales; Edson Matsui, Product Development; Márcio Dalbó, Marketing; Magno Kleber Freitas, Exports; and Mr. Paulo Pedofilho, Melissa Division. The press release of the third quarter and of the nine months of 2009 is available on the website http://ri.grendene.com.br in Portuguese and in English. Before we go on, I'd like to tell you that any statements made during this conference call about the outlooks and operating financial estimates of company business are mere forecasts based on the management's expectations in relation to the future of the company. These forward-looking statements highly depend on market conditions, the country's general economic performance, the industry, and international markets. I'll now move on to Mr. Francisco Schmidt, Investor Relations Director. Please, Mr. Francisco, you may go on.
Good morning. Thank you for attending another conference call of Grendene to release and comment on the results of the third quarter and nine months of 2009, as well as the company outlooks for the future. As you know, yesterday we released information regarding the period after the market closed in our press release. For those that still haven't had the opportunity of seeing it, you can find it on our website. Therefore, I'm going to make a brief comment highlighting the most relevant aspects of the performance of the 3Q and nine months 2009, as well as the remainder of the year, leaving more time for questions and answers. Before we go into the comment of performance itself, I'd like to highlight that with regards to dividends, we ratified our previous decision made on the first quarter 2009 relative to the quarterly payout of dividends as ad referendum anticipation of the general shareholders' meeting to analyze the balance sheet and financial statements regarding 2009. Based on the result amounted until September the 30th, the third payout is going to be 21 million reais. Those that will receive such amount are the shareholders registered with the company until the 19th of November of 2009. Company stocks are going to be ex-dividend as of the 20th of November 2009, with payouts expected as of the 2nd of December 2009. With regards to exports, Grendene is way ahead the number of shoes exported in Brazil, reaching 33.2% of Brazilian exports in the first nine months of 2009 as compared to our competitors. As for our financial statements, I'd like to remind you that since the first quarter 2009, Grendene has been releasing its number as per IFRS, anticipating itself to the date of 2010 when the other companies listed should do so. We also emphasize that the numbers of 2008 were suited to this norm so that they can be comparable to the numbers of 2009. In this session, the numbers submitted to you for the year of 2008 are not necessarily the same disclosed at the time when we communicated our press release in 2008. We should warn you, those that are following Grendene numbers, to rectify your historical data to ensure comparability of numbers. With regards to the performance of 2009, Grendene delivered in the first 9 months of 2009 a net income of 187.2 million, with growth in net revenues of 15.5% and the manufacturing of 108 million of pair of shoes. The company generated 286 million of cash resulting from operating activities and paid 99 million of dividends to its shareholders. An excellent result in our opinion, considering that these are record numbers for the period of 9 months. Comparatively, we can observe that no other company in the shoe industry in Brazil is even close to these numbers, and few Brazilian companies in the consumption industry in general can exceed it. We call your attention also for the regularity with which Grendene delivers good results and pays dividends. However, the numbers of the third quarter or 9 were not at all satisfying to us. We could say that we were victims of our own success. The acceptance of our collections was so good in a favorable economic scenario that the demand exceeded our capacity in some moments in this quarter, impairing our margins. As always, we reacted fast. We bought and installed new machines and hired new employees that should, in a way, make our production lines less full for the remaining of the year, and we will start studies to expand our industrial capacity. As we emphasized in other opportunities, Grendene can expand its production capacity fast and with low investment.
However, we were encouraged by the results obtained to date, and we envisage excellent outlook ahead. The numbers that we have been able to achieve in our understanding confirm our outlook of the market, our strategy, and business model. From our point of view, the market should grow in the years ahead, domestically and internationally as well. Our model seeks international competitiveness, and our strategy seeks growth in both markets, favoring tactically the market where the outlook is more favorable. The risks are known, but it's also worth remembering that Grendene never had losses in a quarter. Also, one of our most traditional brands, Melissa, is completing 30 years of existence with national and international success, and this attests to the capacity of Grendene to launch successive collections that win consumers, male and female. Irrespective of occasional crises, such as the one in the developed markets at the end of 2007, and this can be repeated in the future, the outlook for the increase in the consumption of shoe wear worldwide is still there. The urbanization of countries such as China and India, the growth of BRICS, and the emergence of a numerous middle class with purchasing power in many countries, including Brazil, are drivers to increase consumption in the industry. Many markets, including the Brazilian market, have a low per capita consumption, and in view of what happened in more developed markets, this consumption should increase as the income of the population increases. This scenario is optimistic, and in Brazil also, great investment is expected in the next years. The World Cup, the Olympics, and investments in the pre-salt are some events that will impact the income of the population positively and the consumption level as well. These sound economic fundamentals that have allowed us to have good results in the first 9 months are still there with minor adjustments. In the short term, in the domestic market, drivers of consumption will be low inflation and increases in the minimum wages and the stipend program, the Bolsa Família, the World Cup in 2010 in South Africa, and general elections in Brazil. These events have historically driven consumption in Brazil. In the international market, the exchange rate deteriorated faster and sharply than we were expecting. The Chinese currency, yuan, unlike other currencies, devalued relative to the American dollars and stopped appreciating, which had been happening since 2005. This scenario makes the international market more complex in the short term and limits our growth in exports. However, most international analysts still forecast for the following years an appreciation of the yuan relative to the American dollar, and this would make us more competitive at the international level. In the recent past, even with an unfavorable exchange rate, Grandany has expanded internationally, where we showed our power to compete and grew on average in terms of export revenues by 18.1% on year in the last, every year in the last 8 years. In summary, this year we celebrate 30 years of the Melissa brand. We relaunched Ryder. We launched a line of products that was very successful with the endorsement of Anna Hickman. We launched the 2009 Ipanema Gisele Bündchen collection in Madrid. We launched the magazine Plastic Rings to celebrate Melissa. We launched the Granda Flor of Mexico, endorsed by Ivete Sangalo, and the new Zaxi collection. And we are preparing for heated demand in Q4. We have been investing in machinery and in hiring and training staff. These actions are consistent with our strategy and our vision to create value. Grandany should reinforce the execution of its strategy in 2009, identifying new segments with new licensing, innovating products, reinforcing its brands with aggressive marketing, using multiple media, and seeking excellence in operations through continuous improvement. Our objective is to gain scale, growing in a sound and sustainable manner domestically and internationally, with a special focus on the increase of market share in the domestic market. Our confidence in the growth in demand in the industry is big, and we have increased studies to enlarge the production capacity of our factories. This investment may be made in 2010. In terms of goals for the period, in view of what has been said, we ratify our goals, that is a growth in gross revenue at a compounded average rate between 8 and 12% between 2009 and 2013, a growth in net profit at a compounded rate between 12 and 15 in the same years, while maintaining expenditures in advertising and publicity between 8 and 10%. In this period, we can have periods with more growth and less growth, and on average, we expect to achieve these goals. We also emphasize that our expectations for the variation of the exchange rate relative to the exports is for the long term, between 5 and 10 years, and not for the next quarter. Thank you very much, and we will now move on to the question and answer session. Ladies and gentlemen, we may now start the Q&A session. To ask a question, please dial star 1. To withdraw the question from the list, dial star 2. Our first question comes from Ms. Freire from Geração Futura Bank. Good morning. My first question has to do with the share in footwear exports. What is the share of Grendene in the Brazilian exports of shoewear? Could you mention the main advantages of Grendene in having this strategy that leads to this share? Simone, I couldn't listen to the question very well. Maybe your sound is a bit soft. Can you please repeat the question? My question had to do with the growth quarter on quarter in terms of share in Brazilian footwear exports. What are the main advantages of Grendene's strategy that lead you to gain market share quarter on quarter? Our advantage in terms of the international market is our business model. Throughout the years, Grendene has shown that it has a unique business model that allows it to compete internationally. What are the advantages of this model? First, in the manufacturing process, our manufacturing process requires less labor than the traditional process of manufacturing shoes. So this allows us to counter the competitiveness of Chinese. They are our major competitors, and they have very cheap labor. So our process with injection requires less labor, and it's also a process that allows us a higher turnover. So the process lasts shorter. So this allows us a competitive advantage. Another point that I would like to highlight is that part of our costs, a major part of our costs, is pegged to the dollar. It's a commodity that is pegged to the dollar. So we have a natural hedge against exchange rate variations. It's not a perfect hedge. It's not a complete hedge. But it protects part of the costs of the cost entailed by the exchange rate variation. And the third pillar that I would like to highlight is the fact that Grendene works with its own brands, and these brands are very strong. So we don't compete for commodities. Shoes are often commoditized, so sold at a very low cost. So with these three pillars of our business model, the scale of production also, which allows us to have very low costs, there are many other factors, but these are the three main factors that account for our success. Just another question. With the factories working at maximum capacity in this quarter, have you delayed any orders so that is part of the revenue of the Q3 will be transferred to Q4? This may have happened, but it is not significant. What is happening is that we are approaching Christmas, and from what we have seen in the press, this is going to be the best Christmas in many years. And this, we have felt on a daily basis, I mean, consumption has picked up in Brazil. So Q3 was a good quarter. We had to make investments. Consumption picked up, so we are getting ready for end of the year that is going to be very heated in terms of demand. An order might have shifted from one quarter to the next quarter, but not in a significant extent. Thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Mario Bernardes from Banco do Brasil.
Good morning, Schmidt. Good morning, everyone. My first question is still with regards to efficiency. You had a loss in efficiency caused by lack of capacity in the end of the quarter, and you announced that you would hire 5,000 plus 46 new machines. We know that this, at first, tends not to have an initial impact, and you already mentioned that. Could we expect this improvement in efficiency in 4Q, or are those people still being trained and the machines are still being taught in terms of operation to people? That is, when are we going to really perceive this improvement in efficiency? Are we supposed to wait for another quarter, or should we expect it by the beginning of the 4Q?
Good morning, Bernardo. Well, the shoe industry and our business model is very fast. So the new machines I mentioned are already up and in operation. So this impact of installing machines, training employees, was absorbed in the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, we do not expect this kind of bottleneck. So we should have an operation that is more efficient in the next quarters to come. Just to remind you that we do have a component of seasonality. Problems in capacity, when they happen, they are always in the end of the year. So in the first quarter of next year, we are going to have a down movement in the industry, which is normal. So I'm talking about the 4Q because if we go by the 4Q with efficiency, well, the other quarters are not a problem. And this additional capacity already caters to our needs in the short term. However, to prevent to have problems in the future, we are carrying out studies for new investments. I see that because we do have many products, it's very difficult to forecast exactly which product is going to sell more. And some products are manufactured in a type of machines, others in others. So this bottlenecks that we had in the third quarter, and when they occur, typically they are located on a certain line of products. To avoid to have that in the future, we have to have a view on how demand is behaving, how the industry is behaving, and then we detect the need to expand our capacity. Okay. So based on the lack of foreseeability of knowing which product is going to sell more, we do not have a guidance of how much is going to be invested. So you're saying that you're going to study that along the next quarters. Well, when I'm talking about new investments, I'm talking about building plants. I'm not talking about buying machines. Of course, a plant, you have machines in the plants, but the investments that we are studying, buying machines, hiring people, this is okay to cater to a momentaneous need. But because our demand is growing in the next 4Q of 2010, we can no longer accept this kind of capacity. So we need to make new investments. And it's not that we are going to see that along the next quarters. This is an economic study that is being conducted for us to increase our production capacity by 10 to 15% of the company by the building of new plants. My second question is about price strategies of the company. We see that in the third quarter, the company had its margin affected for not transferring all costs to prices. And we see again that the mix had a higher value added, and the company did not pass costs on prices, which affected the margin of the company negatively. You also had operating efficiency, and you had the cost that is related to your strategy. Are you to keep the strategy? Because we saw that in the third quarter, the strategy did produce a negative impact on your margin. So could you elaborate a bit on that, if you're to maintain that, if you're going to restart passing more costs onto price? So what is it going to be like from now on? Well, what happens is that we have to take into consideration that when we establish our price strategy for the year and for each one of the collections, and that occurs quarter on quarter, this year particularly, we had major uncertainty about what was going on in Brazil. Grendene tried to add value to its products, which is always a strategy to attain market share and attain credibility among our consumers. And that enables us in a next moment to charge premium prices. When we come from a period such as 4Q08, which was a period of drop because of the world crisis, we had a drop in volumes, then it is very important for our intermediate customer retailers regain trust and believe the business. So it's no use just Grendene believing the demand. The retailers have to do so too for us to have turnover. And so we realized that for this year, particularly in the two intermediate quarters, second and third, that depend a lot on the domestic market, working with a more aggressive price strategy could be a risk, because a drop in volume would affect us in a much more negative manner than working with lower unit margins. What we can say is that problems in efficiency were located in 3Q09. They are settled, basically, from now on. And the trend is to have better margins. The trend is to have better margins, because with the products that we launched, with the volumes that we reached, we are sure that we regained credibility among retailers that are confident, because they also sold well during the year and therefore have a predisposition to buy that we believe is very strong. And therefore, we are making investments, because we do believe that this period of introducing good products, showing the strength of the product, has been surpassed, and from now on we are going to start an ascending curve. Of course, it's not just, you know, turning a key and having high margins overnight, but we are going to recover our margins. Okay, thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Mr. Stravinsky from Banco Fator. Good morning, Francisco. I had some doubts relative to the reclassification of the fiscal incentive. Could you talk a little bit about this reclassification and what is the deduction factor for taxes, and about talk about the revenue from exports? The tax incentive, when you talk about the reclassification in the quarter, there was no reclassification. So we have been adhering to the same rule since 2008, according to Law 11638. These tax incentives until the end of 2007 were under shareholders' equity, and they are now classified, the export incentives under export revenues, VAT incentives as deduction from sales, that is, the deduction is reduced, if we can say so, tax payable, and the incentives for income taxes under the item income tax payable and reducing the income tax payable. I don't remember the details off the top of my head, but they are included in the explanatory notes of our balance sheets and financial demonstrations. And there we have the breakdown according to the type of incentives and their classifications. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we remind you that to ask a question, dial star 1. To ask a question, please dial star 1. We now end the Q&A session. I would like to turn over to Mr. Schmidt for his final remarks. We would like to add that the results obtained by Grandene confirm, from our point of view, the superiority of our strategy. Among the advantages that we believe to have are the sound generation of operating cash, strong brands and licenses, our own technology of products and production with a controlled cost structure. For all of these reasons, we are optimistic in view of the future, and we are proud of what we have been able to achieve so now, to date. Thank you very much for attending our conference. Grandene's conference call is now ended. We thank you all for attending. Have a nice day, and thanks for using Chorus Call.